Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Essential protection to help against identity theft. ID Patrol allows you to receive alerts in the event your provided social security number or credit card numbers are found on suspected internet trading sites, and to key changes to your credit report. Control creditor and lender access by locking and unlocking your Equifax credit report. Request creditors and lenders take additional steps to verify your identity before authorizing new or additional credit, and provides up to $1 million in identity theft protection. Help safeguard your identity. Sign up today.
Remember when you had to write a short story in school? Wasn't easy, was it? Business plans are the same way. Not just anyone can write one. That's why so many business owners all over the United States are calling Boss Finn at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn knows that the right business plan can be the difference between success or failure. So don't allow your business to become a short story. Call Boss Finn today at 781-709-7672.
Friday night under the lights. This is the first show for 2018. Russ Robinson along with Josh West and also George Broadstreet in the Malone Scores Desk. And I think those scores, we're going to get to talk about Tri-County in a little bit because kind of a big disappointment tonight there. But we'll talk about that. A lot of games not marred by weather, but not helped by weather either.
No.
And it changed a lot of game plans tonight for a lot of teams. I know one game that wasn't even going to start until 9:30 tonight. Wow. So, yeah. So, a lot of these scores that if you're going to the app or to the website, Dr. Dave is putting those scores on there as fast as we get them, but you're not going to get some of those scores because some of the games were moved, and I think it's even Hartville that is playing tomorrow at MRA at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow.
So, everybody was scrambling at 6 o'clock. And so we'll go with the scores you have, and then those that continue to come in, Dr. Dave will feed those to us.
Yeah, Russ, let's give you some scores. Some of these we have not mentioned as much as others, but Tupelo tonight beat Meridian 34-24. That was an important win. Brandon beat Madison Central 14-7. Last night, Clinton beat South Panola 14-7. Moss Point got a nice win tonight over Pascagoula 35-6. Pearl beat Brookhaven 36-7. It was Starkville beating Noxubee County 30-6 tonight. Warren Central, we've mentioned this one before, but Warren Central beat Oxford 14-6. It was St. Martin shutting out Forest Hill 23-0. Northwest Rankin 42, Germantown 7. Lafayette beat Cleveland Central 48-6 tonight. It was Lewisburg beating Manassas of Memphis 40-13. Lawrence County beat North Pike 53-27. Summerall beat South Jones 36-7. It was Picayune beating Poplarville 28-20. Hancock beat Pearl River Central 10-7. Wayne County over West Jones 10-6. Some other scores from 4A, DeSoto Central shut out Amory 42-0. It was West Harrison over Bay St. Louis 21-20. Another close game, Corinth beat Shannon 29-28. Itawamba AHS shut out Ripley 35-0. Neshoba Central over Kosciuszko 28-12. Morton lost to Lanier. Lanier beat Morton 22-13. High-scoring game. Mendenhall beat Florence 62-25 tonight. Louisville went on the road to Florida, beat Navarre, Florida by the score of 14-6. And let's see, let me give you a couple of others that we can... McGee shut out Jefferson County 12-0. I thought that was kind of an interesting
game.
Now,
wait a minute, is that the Jefferson County?
That's the old
Bassville?
That's the old Bassville.
Lost the game tonight.
They lost to McGee tonight.
Times, they are changing.
Yeah, but they had a great season last year, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Madison St. Joe beat Newton 35-22 was the final there. Walnut over Ashland 43-8. Winona beat Strayhorn 41-3. And just jumping ahead to MAIS, Jackson Prep beat East Rankin 51-0. Starkville edged Lamar 21-20. MRA won. They beat Magnolia Heights, 38-10. Indianola Academy over Pillow 33-12. And Jackson Academy shut out Washington 31-0.
You know, you mentioned that Jackson St. Joe, John Bond, is the new coach over there. And he is going to be on our coach's corner tonight.
Okay. We'll be on the opposite sideline next week.
Next week.
Right.
Oh, my
God. So, yeah, we've got our hands full.
All right.
You know, now you mentioned Jefferson County, Jeff Davis County.
Right.
Jefferson, is that Fayette? Jefferson County?
No.
That's the old Bassville.
That's the old Bassville.
Jefferson County is the old Bassville.
Right. And
I still can't get used to that.
I can't either. Lance Mancuso is the coach, and he won the state championship last year.
Won the state championship.
Graduated a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
And I think now that we're seeing the blending of those two schools, because Bassville was loaded the year they put the two schools together.
Right, absolutely. You know, and Cleveland Central had a great season last year.
And they lost tonight, too.
So
didn't they go undefeated into the semifinals?
Something like that, yeah.
So,
but West Point won. I don't think anything changed there. They beat Columbus last night 55-6. And that was a step up in classification for them. But
because Columbus is a
6A school.
That's right.
West Point looks pretty stout. As they always do.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I would pencil them in. I know it's a little early.
A little early, but...
All right, George, we appreciate that.
All right, sure thing.
Josh, a lot was said about Tri-County coming in this year. They're a juggernaut in their side of the MAIS. What happened to them tonight?
Well, we talked. The talk was about Kate Shepard coming in, the quarterback. The talk was also about the linebacker that is so good, Grayson Smith. Grayson did not disappoint, had 92 yards, 18 carries, 2 touchdowns, had a fumble recovery late in the game. But Silva Bay made an adjustment at halftime, went away from that spread, and actually went into a tight bunch.
In between the tackles.
They went to a tight bunched double wing with the 2A backs and the B back, and actually were able to really get their offense going. Actually executed a beautiful double pass in the last 30 seconds of the ball game.
Down the field?
They were able to set that up. A little backwards pass, go down on the double pass, set up themselves for an opportunity, took the lead with 9 seconds to go.
Oh, man.
Silva Bay had not been to Florida since 98, hadn't beaten Tri-County since 91. And so David Blunt is stuck for another week on 99 wins in Flora. Still looking for that 100th win at Tri-County.
And look, it won't come easy next week against St. Joe. John Bond will have those guys ready to play. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about him being a coach in the Jackson area. So we look forward to good things down there. I think right now, to me, the biggest surprise win is McGee. Because, you know, they used to be a powerhouse. Then they kind of went away for a little while, and they're coming back over there.
All right, I got a little clarification here from Will.
Okay.
And this is just, you know, first week, and we're looking at the score. He's saying that McGee played Jefferson County in Fayette.
That's what Josh was saying.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Yeah. And he's saying that Jefferson Davis County was at Harrison Central. Which we did not have, which was a 3A playing a 6A, but we don't have a final on that one yet, I don't think.
They're not scared.
No, but, how do you open up against a 6A?
But McGee beat Jefferson County, not Jefferson Davis County.
You know what,
got to get specific.
That's right.
And I'm sorry.
That may be a tongue twister the rest of the year.
It is.
I want to remind everyone that this year we will have the Wendy's Giant Game of the Month. We are not saying this week which one it is yet. But I will tell you that we're going to open up with an MAIS rival game, and it's one that everybody looks at, and it's going to be a very, very exciting night, and we're looking forward to that, and that'll be the first. I will tell you what week it's on. It's the 28th of September.
It's going to be here quick.
Yes, it is. I mean, I can't remember when we've played three games in August. George, can you?
No. No, it's almost too brutal to think about.
Why? I guess they're, you know, that's the way.
It's just the way the calendar falls, I suppose. But you know, the whole point is to get the full season in, then allow plenty of time for the playoffs,
right,
to finish by that first week or so in December.
Well, you got to, because you got to have your state championships,
right?
Because the next week you've got Mississippi All-Star Game, and the week after that you got the Mississippi Alabama All-Star Game.
Right.
Now they flip-flopped those for this year. It's normally Miss Al first, Mississippi All-Star Game second.
Yeah.
This year they're flipping it, and Mississippi All-Star is first, Miss Al is second.
Right.
And Miss Al playing on a Monday.
And playing
because
on
of
a
the
Monday.
Camellia Bowl.
Yeah, the Camellia Bowl. So they're going to let the players go down in the parade, you know.
Well, you know, I can remember a time back in Mississippi high school football where, you know, you had these conferences. You had Little Dixie,
yes.
You had the Big Eight.
Yep.
And that's what you played for, not the state championship, you know,
right,
kind of thing, classification you do now. So it's a little bit different, and you have to work in more weeks into the season. And that's the reason they just back it up. But, I mean, playing three, who I really feel sorry for, not only the players, but, like, you know, the band. I mean, you can't wear a band uniform until, October. And, then you know, you got three games left in the season.
All right. I think Dr. Dave is sending this to me.
Uh-huh.
In the second quarter, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Jefferson Davis, Old Bassville, that's what we got.
Playing
Harrison Central leads 7-2 at the end of the second quarter.
Okay.
Wow, what a score.
On the road.
On the road, down there. And, of course,
playing up three levels.
And they didn't get to start the game, obviously,
right,
until about 9:15, because they may not even make it back here until Sunday. Who knows? But a 7-2, and they're beating a 6A school right now. So
wow.
Dr. Dave jumping on that one. Want to remind everyone that the scores are on the app, and they're on the website, and they're kind of rotating. And so you won't be without your scores tonight. If you miss the scores when George gives them to you, they're on the app and on the website.
When Don was in here, we were talking about it. There's 160-something games this weekend.
Hmm.
So we can't really give all 160 games. We can cover a lot of them. But anyway, we do as much as we can. But every one of them will be on the website.
Right. And so, you know, if we don't get your score, we're going to be talking with some people. I think Kerry Metzger is going to be coming along to talk about Picayune. And I think they won. Picayune won. They opened up tonight
won.
With Poplarville.
They won. Yeah, 28-20, I believe, was a final.
Oh, close one. Well, we're going to take a timeout here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We want to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Credit Concepts. That's Credit Concepts with two K's, from credit restoration to credit building. It's creditconcepts.com. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
school? Wasn't easy, was it? Business plans are the same way. Not just anyone can write one. That's why so many business owners all over the United States are calling Boss Finn at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn knows that the right business plan can be the difference between success or failure. So don't allow your business to become a short story. Call Boss Finn today at 781-709-7672.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Identity theft. ID Patrol allows you to receive alerts in the event your provided social security number or credit card numbers are found on suspected internet trading sites, and to key changes to your credit report. Control creditor and lender access by locking and unlocking your Equifax credit report. Request creditors and lenders take additional steps to verify your identity before authorizing new or additional credit, and provides up to $1 million in identity theft protection. Help safeguard your identity. Sign up today.
Under the lights, Russ Robinson here, along with Jake Wimberly, who finally made it through that trek of traffic. Rain, the rule of the night all over the state. George Broad Street and the Malone scores deaths. Ty Bailey is on the telephone, and that's important tonight because we're going to open up the phone lines this year at this segment and take some calls from some people that want to talk about their game. We're going to give everybody 2 minutes of crack to talk about their ball game. Make it a quick report. We want to hear from you. 601-453-4800 is the number here for Friday Night Under the Lights. 601-453-4800. And Ty Bailey will take your call. He'll set it up and get you in here to the studio. But while we're waiting for someone to get through on the phone line, Jake, a big, big, big win for the Brandon Bulldogs tonight over Madison Central.
It was like everywhere around the state. Didn't start till 7:30.
Yeah.
Didn't know when we were going to get that thing in, but it was still a good crowd out there at Bulldog Stadium. And hey, look, Madison Central, as always under Anthony Hart, played really good defense, made it really tough for that Brandon offense to move the football, but Brandon played really good defense as well. Held Madison Central to 3 first downs in the whole game.
Come on.
Yeah, 3 first downs in the entire game. Whoa. Madison Central did score right before the end of the first half on a block punt, you know, scoop and score.
Right.
And then, of course, Brandon was able to come back and get the running game going. Russ, they were wondering who was going to play running back at Brandon this year. They had a young man transfer in from Forest Hill Dallas Smith, 22 carries, 130 yards and a touchdown tonight. So really giving some balance. Jonathan Mingo, arguably the best receiver in the state, 8 catches, 115 yards and a touchdown. So Brandon was able to put together enough offense to go with a really good defense to get, you know, another one possession, one score ball game in a series, tie up the series with Madison Central, 8-8. That crosstown rival, Madison Central, of course, they'll make a deep run in the playoffs. We know that with Anthony Hart. He'll have them ready to play. Brandon travels to South Panola next week.
All right. Well, I tell you what, that's a tough game to open up with.
It is.
I mean, we had some teams tonight obviously open up with someone that they thought they could handle. That is not one of them.
Yeah.
And a great, great ball game over there. And kind of early to be saying, well, hey, 6A is looking like this. Big win for Clinton last night.
It is.
South Panola.
Yeah.
So a lot of big wins.
You know, you can break this season, and we were talking about this in our pregame show. You can break seasons, I think, into three seasons in high school football. The non-region schedule, and that's season one. The region schedule's two, and then the playoffs three. And you're right, it's hard to really start jockeying positions or saying this team is that team. Remember several years ago, Madison Central started either 1-4 or 0-5 in region play.
One and four.
And then they ended up making a deep run at the playoffs.
Right. Semifinal.
So, yeah. So it's hard to say that this team is out of it or this team is, you know, the cream of the crop. We just don't know, and we won't know for several weeks.
Well, I want to remind you that Wendy's Giant Game of the Month debuts at the very end of September. I'm not going to give you the game tonight, but it is going to be a humdinger. It's one everybody talks about, and we'll be out there with our broadcast out there. I want to remind you that you're listening to tonight's show on MPB Think Radio across the state of Mississippi, and we want to thank Ezra Wall. He's working over there in that big old building, Mississippi Public Broadcasting. He may be the only one in there. And that, when that rain came down tonight, I'm sure it scared a lot of people. It would have screwed me. But all you got to do to find Fennuttle, well, all I tell people to do is start as far as you can to the left and go back to the right. You're going to find it because MPB's got those towers all over the place. We're going to open the phone lines. And the phone line is 601-453-4800. If you want to call and talk about George, you got a score too.
Well, I've got some scores that we've not given you during the course of the night. Most of these are like 3A, 4A games, but New Albany shut out Baldwin 27-0. Forest got a nice win beating New Hope 23-0. Newton County over League Central 21-13. Taylorsville beat Northeast Jones 28-25. It was Pontotoc beating Houston 21-7. Quitman over Southeast Lauderdale 34-6. And South Pike won over Franklin County 45-6. We had not given you any of those scores, so we wanted to get those in.
Do we have a score in East Central? Did they play tonight? Of course, yeah, they lost the Mule, who's up at Mississippi State, and they lost their running back. I'd like to get a report on him because, you know, he got hurt in the state championship game last year.
Right.
And certainly hope that everything worked out well for him, but I have not heard an East Central score. Maybe Dr. Dave or Will.
Yeah.
The Thrill, we'll get on that. Want to remind everyone, too, now, I talked to, or I was texting Ty Boyles, who he keeps us informed on the Crystal Springs Tigers tonight. And from what I understand, they canceled the game altogether because of weather and said it was a no contest. So do you replay it?
That's a great question. I mean, can you fit it in your schedule? You know, when do you
have it open?
Yeah, do you have it open? I know I heard several... games were canceled tonight. It will not be played. So
Hartsfield's playing tomorrow morning at MRA.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. So an early kick there. So some teams are rescheduling. Some teams are not going to reschedule. They'll just drop this game and call it a wash.
According to Will, East Central had an open date.
Okay,
weekend.
That's why I haven't heard about it.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Well, Will would know.
Will would know. I'm sure you will know.
And Will and Dr. Dave will make sure that all the scores are on the app, on the Malone app and also the Boss Fan app and the Wendy's app. I mean, everybody combines to bring that app. And a lot of people, find those scores on that app, and we wanted to provide that to them. 601-453-4800. We've got somebody on the phone. And let's see who it is here. Steve is he's typing his fingers off over there so I can see.
While we're waiting on that, Clay just texted us the voice of Pop Liver. He'll be on, I think, with Kerry. He said East Central was off this week.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So we got it. All right, so they're off. Ty Bowles is on the phone to talk about Crystal Springs. Ty, did you go to the game, or was it too rainy?
Yes, I did go. We did start at 7, and what happened is Wesson scored 8-0 with like 8 minutes and 32 seconds left in the second quarter, and it started lightning. And they didn't call it until about 9:15, 9:30.
You mean everybody was waiting to get them back on the field, and they just called it after that?
They called it after that.
All right. So if it's an 8-0 score, and you said they're not counting it as a game, does that mean the score doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, that's what they said. It does not count as a game.
All right. Where is Crystal Springs next week?
We have got Florence next week.
Ooh, you better strap it on. Hey, Ty, we appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks so much.
I'm going to say one thing. Hook him up or go down.
That was two things.
That was two things. Two teams. Thank you, Ty. 601-453-4800.
But given it was Ty, it's okay. But it was two
things. That's true. Yeah. But here's a question.
Yeah.
If you've scored 8 points, mm-hmm. statistically, if you scored that touchdown, do you get credit for that touchdown in the stats if it's not an official game?
I don't think if it's an official game, no.
Yeah, you don't classify the stats as stats. It just goes down as a potentially scrimmage. Looks like we got Rex on the telephone.
Rex, good evening, and welcome to Friday Night on the Lights. How are you?
I'm fine, Russ. How are you?
Doing fine. Talk to me about your game tonight.
I went to the Tupelo Meridian game at Meridian. My son did his first year on the staff there, Ryan Keaton. Ryan was at Nanawaya last year.
Right.
Was the head coach there. But it was some kind of game. Meridian jumped out, had a 17-0 first half lead at the half. Tupelo was shooting themselves in the foot, a lot of fumbles, a lot of penalties. Unbelievable penalties, but Tupelo scored 34 points in the second half and won at 34-24.
Now, let me ask you this, Rex. I mean, Tupelo had a great team last year. In fact, I don't think they lost until the semifinal game, or maybe it was quarterfinal.
First round of playoffs.
They were undefeated, in my understanding, because I didn't go see them. They were undefeated going into the first game, and they got beat.
That's what it was.
So that was their only loss.
Are they as good this year as they were last year, or better?
Their defense is young. They're not big, but they are fast. Their offense is going to carry them, but they have one big setback. The big quarterback, I don't know his name, but he's a big kid, about 250 pounds, about 6'2" to 3". He's been starting, I think, since he's a freshman. But on the go-ahead touchdown, he hurt his leg. And my son said they're not sure what it is. They hope it's a sprain and not a break. But if it is a break, that'd be a big blow to him.
Boy, I really would. Wow.
Because they lost a D1 cornerback at the first of the year just doing drills. He tore his Achilles tendon, and so he's out for the year. So, they kind of settled down second half. Meridian kind of wilted a little bit. Now, Meridian has got some good-looking athletes, I'm telling you.
They always do.
Yes, they do, but the Meridian scored once in the second half, and like I say, Tupelo, 34 points, and it was a very exciting ball game. I think Tupelo has Corinth next week. I think they do.
Kind of a cross-town rival. Hey, Rex, we got to run. We appreciate the call, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Under the Lights.
Tupelo, very talented. Jordan Jernigan, he's committed to Ole Miss. He's a defensive back, wide receiver. I mean, they've got some next-level type players, but the big quarterback that Rex was referencing, I can't remember his name either. Brandon plays up there in a couple weeks, but he is an absolute load. And, you hope the kid can play, and it's not seriously injured, but he totes that offense. I mean, he's every bit of 250 pounds.
We're going to take a break tonight. Friday Night on the Lights is made possible by Shelter Insurance and your local Shelter Insurance agent, Matt Tim. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll have the Coach's Corner from Malone coming up.